Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron. Today is Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. We're happy to have you all here listening tonight. We look forward to answering your questions and for Ron to do some sample healings for us. If you have questions, you may type them into the fast chat on BBS, or I have the email open, and the account is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Also, the email went out this week, I think yesterday, to let everyone know that Saturday the 14th begins the intensives for December. So that means Saturday the 14th is the four-hour call where you get to charge 7 bottles of water for healing for the week for yourself. And then the 8-hour calls will be on the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th of December. So those are the next 3 consecutive Sundays. And those are 8 hours of physical intensive healings where you get to go to Creation Lightship. And we, of course, recommend them very highly. And I wanted to add, if you haven't gotten on Ron's email list, please go to creationlightship.com and sign up for that so you are informed of important things. Now, in a moment, Ron will join us. But in the meantime, open up a picture of the light being. That can be found either on Ron's site, again, it's creationlightship.com, or on the BBS site. And then when Ron comes on, he'll activate that with peace energy for us. So now I'll say hello to Ron.
Hi, everybody. So here we are again. And let's activate the light beam. Bring peace into your room and into yourself. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, let's see what we can pull out of the hat tonight for people.
Okay, well, I was thinking that, you know, normally I co-host on Fridays, and we clear the work week when we start the show, but I thought since for most people today was a work day, perhaps we could clear people today of any tension or pressure they might have from the work day, whenever their last work day ended.
Okay, so think of whatever you're dealing with at work. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, boy, that's heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. I guess that was a good idea. How about, since this was clearly a tough day for some people, if we actually clear the date, 12/24/2013, may we do that as well, Ron?
Sure. So let's clear the 12. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The 12 is cleared. We'll do the 4th. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's cleared. And 2013. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All right. So that feels better.
Great.
So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. We had a request on clsquestions@yahoo.com for an anxiety body clearing. And just before the show started, I was curious, so I looked up anxiety in your index of healings. And you have, just so people are aware, that if anxiety is a recurring issue for you, there is an anxiety body clearing, which is a whole life clearing. Then you have the generational clearing. So if you feel that that's something that comes as part of your heredity, you can go back through the generations and clear it. And then there's an extreme anxiety release clearing. And I don't know if you want to, you know, maybe we'd love to have perhaps a quick sample of the anxiety release clearing, Ron, but do you want to talk a little bit about anxiety? Because obviously with all these healings available, you have experienced that that's a big problem on this planet.
Yeah, people have that a lot, and it also goes hand in hand, you know, with fear. So I think a lot of people, after they do their emotional whole lifetime clearing, the next one very possibly, you know, could be fear. So and then from there it's probably anxiety. Let's see. I'll do a anxiety clearing for people right now, so you can kind of get an idea of what it's like. And I don't even think you have it until you have it released. Remember, you feel something leave you, and guess what? It's kind of like that, the old thing when you're younger, egg, you're it, you know? So here we go. We'll see if you got a tag on you. So one, anxiety release. Two, three. Oh, somebody does. Four and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Well, I guess that's probably pretty good. So back to you, Ann.
Well, okay. Thanks so much, Ron. And I guess, you know, if you do the anxiety clearing and you're still having anxiety, is that when you do the extreme anxiety? Or do you do extreme anxiety because of a certain incident that perhaps you had in your life? Or
Yeah, the extreme one is for somebody who really deals with it. You know, they're really stuck. And, you know, they just are in deep. Oh, it's the deeper clearing, extreme one. So first do the regular one. That should really take care of it all. But if for some reason, you know, you're one of those people that's middle name, you know, and then I'm going to do the extreme one. That's for people who are really, 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 really stuck with anxiety. So back to you, Ann.
And those people probably know who they are, right? Because you'd probably
I would assume that they would know that, yeah.
You know, really suffering in your life and stuck, as
yep.
you say. Okay,
yep.
Terrific. Thank you, Ron. Okay, we have another question that came in on clsquestions@yahoo.com. The question is how to command the light to do a healing for us. Is there a way, I think what she's asking is there a way to command the light to do the same clearing over and over? For instance, to constantly clear entities from my body, with entities attached to me, or do you have to keep commanding it in the moment?
You have to keep commanding in the moment because every moment is different. Remember, you're dealing with time energy on timelines, so you could be even switched back and forth on different timelines. The one that you're on may have got cleared, but you may be dealing with another situation or issue on a different timeline. So once you clean out the anxiety on one given timeline, and from there you want to just probably continue on, we go to the next timeline. But as far as trying to keep the clearing moving and going continuously, I'm working on that. So far, I don't have anything that's to pan out yet. We can keep something going. And the clearings, you know, as far as commanding the light being to do clearings on you, you do a clearing itself, that's done automatically. As far as like going on to the site and asking for a clearing or something like that, that won't happen because you have to do a clearing on the website, get into it to become interactive. Just by pulling up a light beam, it's not going to do anything for you except bring you peace, which is what it's intended to do.
Right.
Some people do have or have tried to do that. They may have felt some peace come into them, and that may have taken away their situation that they were dealing with. The light beam does project peace. But that's about all that it's going to do for you is to bring you into the mode of having some wonderful peace. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Interestingly, we were just talking about the anxiety clearing, and one listener is saying, we're used to being anxious. And then that's interesting, because maybe all of us, you know, almost have anxiety we're not aware of because of the pressures of just living on this planet. So that's a very good thing to point out to us. Thank you. And so perhaps if you've done, for instance, the emotional body and the mental body and maybe the anxiety, and you're still feeling just nervous and worried all the time, that's a sign that you need it. We have a question. This is switching gears a little bit, Ron. How to clear the lunar Chinese birthday natal barcode?
Well, I would just go into the natal clearing and do that. Clean out those the times, the days. You know, you may want to do it for each day of your life if you're affected by that. That's what that natal chart clearing does, is get rid of those key days and tracking information. Remember, also the media clearing could possibly do that too if you happen to hear about it on the media. Media clearing is very good. The reason why I'm going to mention this now is because I do receive, data from people, information from other people doing things. And sometimes it's completely erroneous, but it does have keywords in it. So as you get an email, and if you're, you know, reading about something, that something's going on, and, you know, start reading it, and you kind of get mesmerized and reading it, and it's maybe like 10 paragraphs long. Well, those keywords in there, ones that relate to you or that related to you, is going to hook you up into something. So just like for a particular situation, given an example here, most people know about the Masters that's out there. So all of a sudden you get this email and it says, this is channeled, you know, by so-and-so Master, I'll just say Archangel Michael, to Janet Fox, okay? This is energy happening right now on the planet. This is from Archangel Michael. And also we have, along with that, Jesus here and Sananda's here. And they are different energies completely. And we have, Saint Germain here. And we have all these other people. And they're all going to talk to you. Well, typically you're probably going to be connected more to the Archangel energies and stuff that you may have heard about, a bunch of times. So that's the key words to hook you up. This is what I'm trying to describe to you. And the other words may not mean too much, but those keywords will. And the keywords could have something transmitted to the actual word itself that you're reading, along with your mind connecting as you're reading it, maybe inside of your head. I think a lot of people read and you hear the words, you know, I don't know. Well, so you'd have to see how your own particular way of reading is. And then from there, you're probably being connected. And it doesn't matter what they're saying, they're just trying to keep you connected to that word. And maybe they're bringing in other energies as they're talking about maybe some kind of universal shift or how $100 bills will be flying out of the sky, you know, in a month from now on so-and-so date. And that's another key word that might, you know, connect you as $100 bills. Or, you know, it could even say, they'll be taking away $100 bills from you, but you may not even read having it taken away. All you're going to see is $100 bills. So that's why we have the media clearing up, to get rid of those keywords that kind of suck you in, or they suck you out, to the beyond with those keywords. So the lunar thing could very possibly be very similar to that. So that's kind of... you want to look at that one clearing and also your natal chart, get rid of those buzz keywords that could be connected to you throughout your whole life, because your name definitely is who you are, and your name, you know, is what they're going to be connecting to. Maybe even your pets and animals. So that's kind of what and how you want to do the clearings is that. So the natal chart clearing is very good to get rid of your particular personal keywords, address, maybe phone number, name, nickname, whatever you were called when you were younger, you know, if that meant anything to you, you know, and get rid of those things so that you're not a target. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, thank you, Ron. And I've said so many times on the shows that I love the nail barcode clearing. I have not done every day of my life. Maybe I'll just take the next month and do that, Ron, and then I'll get back to you, you know, how I feel, because that would be quite a job. I have done every birthday, you know, of mine, like the same date over and over, and the, of course, the different years, and a lot of different things. Of course, anything to do with astrology and stuff, and I always feel good after it. You just feel like something leaves you, sort of, and you're freer after you do that. So I recommend it very highly for people. And I don't know, I know a little bit about the Chinese astrology. I was kind of spared that, so I'm very happy. we have two requests, actually, Ron, for a sample of something physical to be healed. And so I was wondering if we could do those, and also maybe this would be a good time to explain to everybody about the eight-hour calls and your weekday hour-long calls, how they're focused on the physical healings.
Yeah, so on the eight-hour calls, we're doing three consecutive Sundays. I think it starts the 15th, so it'll be the last three of this month. And 8 hours in length, it may sound like a lot of time, and it is, but the time goes by very quickly, and you get a lot of healing done because we get rid of these alien critters that are inside of your body that you can't see. Although I have had a lot of comments from people that they have actually felt, maybe not during the call, but it could be also true during the call, they have felt things move inside of their body. I was talking to one person, they actually saw something moving, on their arm side, yeah, right? A little thing moving. And so that would be kind of terrifying for, I would think, probably most people listening. That puts you right into the alien movies and sci-fi movies. Something is in you that you don't know what it is. But typically people feel something moving inside of them, and this is what this clearing helps you get rid of, is these critters. We get rid of the alien critters, we get rid of the poisons, and then waste products, and dead carcasses. And we do a lot of spirit infusions. Once they get released, then your spirit can now come into these areas and help you out with the healings. Do a lot of water charging. Each call is different. We have done samples before with taking pins out of people. That's quite interesting because the pins, I think two Sundays with pins, and another Sunday where we did a little bit. And it's just quite interesting to have that relief. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what's connected inside of you and to you until you get it released. That's the whole thing. You know, we're kind of blind to what's going on with us. And we do talk about these things to people. I do have people who comment and say, Ron, especially at the expo sometimes, they say, Ron, all you do is give us bad news. Well, giving you is reality. It could be bad, but you're already in the soup, so why not do something about it to get out of it? So, you know, you get kind of, you know, weak behind the gills or whatever that phrase was. You know, just because the situation is what you're dealing with, and the situation is here, and just the way it is. So trying to get you so that you're more who you really should be. And that's the whole process here. It doesn't matter how it sounds to you. I might leave this program and I'll say you want to go throw up or something because the information was just too hard for you. You wanted to tune into a program that talks about love and light and how a wonderful person you are. And all they're doing is giving you information that makes you not understand who and what you are, that you're contaminated. So it's not that we're giving you bad news. We're trying to get you out of the bad situation that you're in, telling you how wonderful you are and how loving you are. That's how a lot of the channeling start off, if you've ever heard any or heard people talking, they always greet you with this wonderful thing, how great life is, how wonderful you are to be here, and you're here because of divine right order, all that other garbage that the New Agers talk about. The whole thing is, where are you? And, you know, have you done the clearings to get yourself so you have a better life? Most people have not. That's the whole thing, is to get in to energies to get rid of stuff that's contaminating you so you can have a good life. Putting a Band-Aid on it and saying that you're a good person, that you're this wonderful divine person, et cetera, is not going to help you out at all. It'll just be lip service to you, making you feel good for maybe a minute or two, and then after that you have this emptiness because you haven't done anything about it. And you can't carry that energy that you're talking about because it's not in you. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That's very helpful, and I really enjoy hearing that again. One of the requests for the physical healing, I don't know if I've ever heard you do this before, but can you possibly give a sample of a clearing for high blood pressure?
Yeah, that would be under probably either be the special clearing or it could be the body rejuvenation series, body jumpstart. Body jumpstart is what you'd probably want to do if you do have high blood pressure. It goes into a lot of different body systems. You know, and it's a long clearing process. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to help to release some energies from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see what else we could do here. Let's do one for people's skin. Remember, your skin has a lot of toxins. That's how you eliminate toxins, typically, through your skin. And so let's just see what happens here. So working with skin. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I will do some oxygen. So here we go. This is like the bubbly oxygen. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, how you doing there, Ann?
Great. That's really great, Ron. I don't know that I have high blood pressure, but I did feel like very calm and relaxed when you did that clearing. So thank you very much.
So let's do something. Entities is what everybody has, unfortunately. It's one of those things. So let's take an entity, and we have an entity clearing that we do on Fridays. Let's take one. I don't know. Do you have any situations there, Anne, that you might want to think would be common for most people on entities?
Well, wow. I feel like almost every time you go outside, I know where I used to live the mailroom always had entities in it. Like, it's just a little room where everybody put their key in the box. So maybe we could do all, I don't know, things associated, entities you might get in the mail. I mean, I don't know if the entities came because the people are upset from their mail, or if things are actually, entities are actually coming through the mail.
Wow. That would be something. Okie dokie. So here we go. Let's give that one a try. So one. Two. Oh, dear. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So, if that tends to help you out a little bit there, you might feel a change. Let's do one for get something in the mail. That's something I never even thought about. Open up an envelope and one pops out. You know, wow. let's do one for, let's do one maybe for, people who drink coffee. That could be most of you out there. I don't, but, and we'll do one for people chewing gum. So I don't do that either, typically, once in a while. Just had some gum today, but I don't normally crave it or have it. Let's do that. And let's do one for people that need to have maybe tea. I've got a couple of fluids that people probably have all the time. Here we go. One, releasing the entities that are forcing you to have it because they want to have it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's just see what that does there for everybody. So if we have any comments, you can let us know. Oh, kind of you're feeling a little different. Hopefully it would be. So back to you, Ann.
Someone said on the fast chat, I get them in emails, Ron.
Okay, mails, yeah, emails possibly, yeah. That could happen as you get those keywords and stuff.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, so let's do keywords here on email. Well, I'd say that if you got one on an email, then you know who the person is. So let's just try to clear that out. Here we go. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Here we go, Ann. Back to you.
Thank you. Yeah, someone said they have unlimited entity clearing. I have that as well, and I recommend it very, very much. It's a whole life clearing, and then for an extra $50, you can have it for life. And I have that going pretty much all the time because they seem to be everywhere. Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. And we have quite a few questions actually tonight. This is something a little different. Someone said that asked for a planet clearing because Jupiter and Saturn are moving around or doing something together, And the purpose of it is to try to get old emotions to arise in us. And they're, you know, they're trying to wreak some havoc, apparently, this person is aware of. So could you, first of all, talk about how important it is to be disconnected from planets? And then perhaps...
If you feel a pull on planets, then definitely you want to get those off of you. We have that planet star vortex flaring. So at least try to get that going, to get that off of you. You don't want to be connected to anything outside of yourself, because it's going to affect you. Just think of when we talk about word prey, you know. I think most people would not think of that you are prey, P-R-E-Y. They'd think about what people do in churches, you see. So it's just interesting that the two words are used. In vocabulary, and they sound the same, but have different meanings. But you do want to get that stuff off of you. And the planets are, everybody seems to be connected to them, you know, for some reason. I don't have, just to my knowledge and the way I feel, I can look at the moon anytime and know that it's not connecting to me or courting me. I don't have any physical or personality changes. So, you know, if you do and you know that this is happening, is it because maybe you're reading into it that that's going to happen because you used to do it all the time? No, that could be a possibility. No, I'm not saying that this is happening to you. But people do comment on that when you go to the newspaper and you go, oh, this is happening now. Somebody normally will always push those buttons and trigger you and say, yeah, no. So-and-so's happening right now, and communication's bad, and look out, and the sky's falling, it's going to hit you in the head. Look out for this other planet, it's squaring this other one here. Well, that's just if you didn't have a clearing, it's probably going to happen to you. You want to get those energetic cords off of you. That's why we have that special clearing for stars, planets, vortexes. So that helps you, that'd be great. If you're affected by it, definitely I would do that. Get that stuff off of you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Can we have a sample of the, or could you clear us from whatever this activity is between Saturn and Jupiter that's going on?
I can do it right now for you.
Great.
We'll just
see
how long that will hold. It'll hold as long as you don't connect to it. So remember, it's... are you going to grab onto that energy again and want to experience it? So here we go. Clear this energy out of you right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how that helps you. You could be one of the people listening who maybe been on listening to us for quite a while, and maybe none of these clearings work for you. They do work, but you may not feel it working. And then all of a sudden I do something, it might seem kind of mundane. No, it's not really your cup of tea, but I do it, then all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel much better. And that's because that's the way it works, you know. The clearings always work, but it all depends on how you're tuned into your body. Some people aren't tuned into their bodies at all. They just go along and live life in the mental realm. And, you know, if you get an ache or pain, then you fix it. But that's what you can. And then from there, you go on with life again. But the whole thing is, you know, as you have a clearing, stuff can be released from you. That's why, I always recommend doing the... people with him emotional clearing first. It's so beneficial. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And interestingly, I was just going to tell you that we got a nice testimonial email, and the person said they did, just as you said, the emotional clearing first. And then after that, they did the fear clearing. And she gets a tremendous relief. She said, when I feel tremendous anxiety, I do the fear clearing until I feel peace. She just keeps running it. So that's interesting, you know. So for some people, fear and anxiety can be kind of closely related. For some people, they might be something different. But this particular listener gets a lot of relief from the fear clearing. Maybe we could do a sample of that, Ron, since we brought the fear clearing up.
Sure. So think of what you're in fear of. And here we go. So releasing that from you. One. Two, oh dear, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Yes, and thank you, listener, for that email, because we always, it's so helpful for everyone else listening to get your testimonials and feedback on, you know, how you do the healings or how they've helped you. So thank you for that. And we have another question about healings, Ron. What is the proper use of the energetic negative object removal?
Oh, okay. Let's just say that your ex gave you something that you have in your room now, right? No longer with that person. But when they gave it to you, they really liked you and they gave you this special thing. Maybe it was a lot of money. Let's just say that they gave you this special thing that cost $1,000, okay? And you both got that, and he liked it or she liked it, and you got given this thing as a gift. And now you're separated, and because it costs $1,000, you feel that that person maybe owes that to you, okay, because of your involvement with them. It could even be like a wedding ring that you may have put, you know, someplace, because you don't wear it now, but you have it because of the value of it. At the time, it may have been, you know, filled with a lot of really wonderful energy. We'll just say love energy, which is still an out-of-balance energy, but it was given to you in love, we'll say. And now that you're separated, that thing you think still is giving you love because it has some dollar value to it, but maybe your ex is now looking at that and going, I really worked hard for that $1,000 to give that person that gift, and I'm going to now put some spell energy into that. And that's my thing, and they have it, okay? So that's one way to look at this clearing. All of a sudden now, that's a negative object in your room. You go, uh-oh, what do I do with that now? So this clearing is used to help clear that stuff out. And even a negative object could be going to a secondhand store and picking up some clothing. Oh, and it's, you like it because it's a good price, but it just feels kind of icky. It could be that. That would be, in a sense, an object. You know, so that's what that clearing is for, is to, you know, keep things neutralized that you have around you. So we don't talk about that clearing that much, because people who get that know that they have something. You know? Maybe let's just say that probably really sideways here, which nobody listening probably is, but let's just say that you're a collector of shrunken heads, right? So that would be an object. You got a dozen of these things floating around in your room. I won't say floating, but they're attached, okay, to something, and you got it, and you like having these shrunken heads. Well, I'm sure that the person that emotional body that was connected to that head is pretty upset because you have it, and it's shrunken. And so that would be one way of looking at it, how this energy is coming into you, not know anything about it. maybe the heads are all smiling, you know, and you think it's great. You know? But, you know, that's how you do the clearing, is to get rid of negativity off an object. Even your car could be an object. Maybe somebody gives you a pencil. They had very bad vibes, and they gave you a pencil. And now you like the pencil or pen or something. So there's also, you know, the object clearing that could help you out, too. But this one here is more like a whole lifetime clearing. And by doing so, it gets rid of a lot more stuff. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I really enjoy doing those clearings. If you have anything that feels like a little off to you. The other day, I took a walk down this particular street I hadn't been on before, and there must have been 15 thrift shops and antique shops, and I just, it didn't feel good at all. And I kept thinking, oh, dead bodies. And I just kept, clearing myself and, bringing my spirit back into my body. I kept saying, I now increase my life force energy, because there were so many entities around jumping into people. And I plan to never walk down that street again. They all seem to cling together, the used stores, used clothing and furniture stores. Okay, so thank you, Ron. That's great information. Now, we have a request here, and I'm not exactly sure what this person means exactly. That it's, please clear Nigeria. And I don't know if that means this listener needs to be cleared of connections to Nigeria, or that something went on in Nigeria.
I'll pass on that one, because I don't know what to do with that. And I can go and do something on the website.
Yeah, if you're corded by a place, right, or attached in some way, you could do that on the natal barcode,
yep.
Correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And then someone had a question on the fast chat. I hope I'm saying this right, because I was making notes while you were talking. If you clear a date, like let's say we do today's date on natal barcode, and there is, like the other listener said, some kind of planetary activity, will that disconnect you from that if you clear today's date? Will you be free of any planet interference too?
I'd say probably not. It'll clear the date, the numbers on the date, and possibly some of the energy of the day. But that's all we're clearing, is the date. And the date is hooked up to a timeline. But you could be on 50 different timelines, and it depends which one is used in the date. So it's just a little confusing. So when I clear a date, I'm just clearing the day of the date, but it may only be working on one timeline.
Okay. Okay.
So
I hope
that isn't too confusing for people.
No.
That's what we're doing. Remember, everything, you know, if we only had one life in the present moment, we wouldn't need to have any clearings. Or if you did need a clearing, one clearing would work. Okay. But you're strung out into multiple lives and timelines, and, you know, you just need to know what you need to know for yourself to clean you off. The more clearings you have, the better off you're going to feel. And then you're going to have more of a clue of what's going on in your life. That's why we say get the emotional one first, so you don't get drug into emotions. So that's kind of what we recommend doing first. And plus, if you want to, you know, have the benefit of the conference calls that we have and stuff like that too, then your clearing is going to help you out on the calls that we have weekly. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. And I also wanted to mention, Ron, that the person that requested the planetary clearing earlier said to say thank you, and that she did do her planetary clearings, but she felt that people around her were acting up due to it. So she wanted to say thank you for doing that clearing for us. And then we have what I always enjoy so much when you do, maybe you could do some samples for our pets, Ron, which is so nice, but we have a question from someone. One of their cats, who's black and white, hisses at the other cat who's orange. And does that cat need an emotional clearing or an entity clearing is the question.
Well, I'd first do the emotional one.
Right.
And then maybe, because the entity, it could be hopping back and forth from one cat to the next, but the emotional one you want to do first. And I would probably do both cats' emotions. That way they both have the same chance of being at peace.
Yes, I did the emotional clearing for my cat, and I think she has been a much happier, more peaceful cat ever since then. So I think that's wonderful. Can we have a sample, Ron, for perhaps, you know, one pet or something? Like, I know not everyone has a cat, obviously, or even a dog. But one pet or one plant.
I'll do one for you because you may have had an animal or some kind of pet jump into your body, and it could be with you. So we'll do a clearing for the emotion of that animal that's probably harbored inside of you someplace. Oh, this is completely different, but here we go. So if you find yourself at times meowing or something or barking, you know, then you know that you must have one of those animals in you, you know, or wolf howling at the moon, you know. So here we go. Oh, I think I'm nuts, but it happens. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm yawning. Somebody has a critter. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that's pretty interesting. So, are you a person out there who likes to watch a certain type of movie? Maybe you have a fondness, just to say, for horses. Well, very possibly, maybe you have horse entities in you, and they want to look at other horses. All of a sudden, you picked up maybe that hobby. Maybe you go out and collect horses. Never done it before, but you saw a movie a long time ago, and that triggered and brought them into you. So, you know, just kind of food for thought there. You may want to look at that. So, anyway, back to you, and we'll see what comes up here.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you very much. Okay. Someone else is asking for another listener is asking for a clearing from the planet Neptune. Can you perhaps do a sample of that so the person will know if they need to do the planetary clearings, Ron?
Yeah, okay. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Just see how that feels. Just get a comment from that person here to see if that has helped them or not.
Right.
Remember, you know, the planets are hooked up to you. That's a given. So don't think that, oh, I'm not hooked up to any of these here. That you are hooked up. So everybody's hooked up to these unless you get them disconnected. That's in your natal chart. So automatically, that's who you are and how they are controlling you. That's why you want to do clearings to get these things off of you. That's a given. If you're trying to validate if you need it or not by feeling a clearing, I'm just showing you how strongly you're connected. But you do need to have that clearing done. Remember, all the newspapers have this information in them, how you're going to be affected by them. You know? So remember, they're not going to put out something that people are going to say, oh, yeah, right, you know, this is New Age stuff, all the planets and stuff. And, you know, astrology goes back, you know, thousands of years. So you have to realize that, yeah, you are connected. And, you know, I don't think anybody is going to try to say that they're not, or to try to even validate it or do, get a PhD on it or something, you know, as a thesis. So just know that you are, and it's automatic. So, oh, you want to get this stuff off of you. That's why we have the clearings. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. I think that person says they feel better. They say feels better with question marks, though. So I hope that means that they do feel a little bit better from the plant, you know, clearing Neptune.
So, I had one person who had a clearing with the planets, and they had a toothache, and the toothache went away.
Wow.
Is it a coincidence? Well, they were courted by planet in their teeth. You know, you don't know where it's hooking up to you.
Right.
So, there we go.
Okay, here's, this is interesting. I actually saw this as well, but I didn't hook into it. But a listener saw photos or a video of a lot of beached whales in Florida. And I know they're saying, you know, they're going to die mostly. And, you know, I feel like I stayed kind of neutral, but perhaps some people kind of tied into that emotionally, Ron. Could you do a clearing for that?
Well, we can take the spirits out of the whales. I'll do that for the whales. For yourself, you have to do your own clearing.
Okay.
So here we go. We'll take out the spirits out of the whales. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There.
Great. Thank you, Ron.
Noah's getting close to the end here.
Yeah, amazingly. We have another testimonial. One of my first few clearings was the planetary one, and it was very powerful. So thank you, listener, for that. Someone saying they're an artist, and the first thing they drew was a horse as a child. So maybe they had a little horse in them, and you helped them get rid of that, Ron.
That could be. You know, it's weird how, you know, once you kind of, it's just strange, you know, how things can attach to us. So, you know, as you start doing clearings, you go, wow, this is interesting how, for some reason, I got connected and, you know, I'm now doing this. Maybe I'm in an organization because of, cruelty to animals or something. Because these animals may have come into you. Now you feel compelled, and nothing's wrong with doing that. But, you know, maybe it's a little more overboard, you know, for you. You're doing maybe just too much. I'm not trying to say that that's a bad thing to do. But sometimes these things will bring on your emotions, and it can take you on you know, a roller coaster ride that you don't want to be on, and it can take all of your money. I'll give you an example. I heard of a lady who somehow had a lot of compassion for cats. And all of a sudden, I think she collected about 100 cats and put them into her house. Now, that's a little weird, and trying to feed all these cats and stuff. Not that it's a bad thing to do, but maybe she has enough money to do that. But, you know, it's not going to be good for her to breathe all the cat stuff, you know. So, you know, you have to look at what's happening and how are these things connected to you? How are they courting you? And maybe they may be making you do things that you really would not normally do. That's kind of what I'm saying there. So, you know, you got to kind of look at everything as is it beneficial for you, even though it may look like it's a great thing to do. So you just kind of know that you want to do something that you really want and like to do, but you don't want to be stuck by being courted and then feeling that you're obligated to do it. That gets to get into a really bad situation with yourself, and the entities that come on board may keep wanting you to do it, and you may start feeling all the guilt, everything else of why you need to do it, and you want to give it up, but you can't. So, anyway, I guess back to you, Ann, probably end our show here. So what I'll do is a mind a heart drop, unless you have something else you want to add.
No, I think that's all, Ron. I'll just remind everybody, I'll let you close. I'll just remind everybody that our next show will be Friday on BBS Radio at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and it's Friday night, Paranormal Night, sounds like sci-fi. So I hope everyone will be listening then. And thank you, Ron, for a wonderful show, and I'm looking forward to having the Mind to Heart Drop now.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to command your spirit to take your thoughts and drop your thoughts to your heart center. That way, your heart will and your spirit will work with those energies and neutralize them, so you'll be at peace. Here we go. So dropping down and in your spirit. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Okay, so thank you, everybody. And thank you, BBS. Thank you, Ann. See you all later. Blessings.
Bye.